All right, first of all, I would like to extend my warmest thanks and shout outs to the wonderful level of support that I got from my ticket comrades around here upon the outing of the 12-year-old photograph of me that has been released without my permission.
You could sue.
I could. I will get to the bottom of this.
Bottom.
Well, stepping up in my defense to stand behind me on this were a number of our colleagues who released similar pictures of themselves. And I just want to tell those people, they know who they are, that I'm very, very touched by this. I've rarely been more moved in my 25 years here at the Ticket than I was by this display of courage, this display of solidarity. Solidarity. That's exactly right.
Well, I think that
you all showed.
Everybody had quite a bit of trepidation. And really, you know, you did this. This was released, as you said, unbeknownst to you and against your will, your free will, if I may.
But then Corby retweeted it to his 100,000 followers.
No. Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but he allowed that. He said, please do.
Well, what could I do?
Right.
I mean, what if I'd have said, don't retweet that, what would you have done?
What's he going to do, attack you with a sword?
But really, the credit should not go to me, as it's not going right now. It should go to the Jackie Robinson of this bit, which is Ty Walker, who decided to release his own photo.
Hair helmet.
Yes, and as I say, I will always be in your debt for that, Ty.
Because then the floodgates opened after that,
yes.
Right? Like, he was the Rachel Uchitel of the
right
of the Ticket.
Because everybody else was Mindy nerd. Flapjacks.
Yeah, all the 12-year-old nerd picks.
Yes, but then Big Dan stepped up, and Sturm stepped up, and now I would like to come on here today and encourage other comrades and colleagues and
Conrads. Maybe Conrad can do it.
Up here at the Ticket to release their own 12-year-old photo.
I asked my mother for one of these.
You got an old glasses photo, don't you?
Yeah, but she didn't have a lot. Like, I've got this, but this doesn't really... Is that suitable?
No. You know, you probably look too cool.
Yeah, he does.
I got criticized for posting, the only one I had on my phone, for posting one of me in a football uniform, saying that that was a humble brag because I was an athlete. Athlete? I was a 120-pound guard.
Believe me, football uniform or no, you did not look like no athlete.
No.
This is what my mom sent me.
Yeah. It's... You're playing, you've got a basketball on your knee.
It's the stock photo of basketball.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
We need one of you in glasses.
Well, that's the thing, is that by that age, I was off and on with my glasses. I would wear them to study, because it would give me headaches if I read. But otherwise, throughout the day, I could go without them. And so, there's not a ton of photographs of me with just glasses.
Yeah.
Unless I'm real small.
Yeah.
You've got to also, I don't know if you did, give credit to the many, many P1s that posted their own.
Yes.
Yes.
There were some good ones in there, man.
Oh, yeah.
The guy from, that was 12 in like 1974.
Yeah.
And it looked like the Brady Bunch family.
Man, it's unbelievable, those old 70s photos.
His plaid pants.
Dude, Ty's photo was hilarious, not only because it showed 12-year-old Ty. Were you taller than Andy Reid at that age, too?
I mean, I was fairly tall, I guess, yeah.
What are you, 6'5", 6'4"?
About 6'4".
Were you like 5'11 when you were 12 or 13?
No. I wasn't like...
Hello.
Yeah, I wasn't like way head and shoulders above everybody else, but I was one of the taller kids.
I was a 6-foot eighth grader.
God, it's so crazy. How are you not in the NBA?
Because it stopped after 3 more inches.
But the funny, Ty's photo is hilarious to me because it's just reeks of the early 80s, and his mom's glasses are like the greatest things of all time.
Yeah, cover her whole face.
Yeah. I'm sure she was real happy that you released that to the masses.
Well, I would like to encourage the rest of our Ticket comrades to be forthcoming in this. Come on, it doesn't take much. If I can withstand the turmoil that this caused me, anybody can.
It's kind of therapeutic.
Yeah, it is kind of therapeutic. It also helps that as pictures of me from that era go, that one was really not that bad.
I don't know, man. I told you yesterday there's nothing wrong with that photo.
This could have been a lot worse. I mean, I was freaking when I first took a glance at it, you know? But then the more I looked at it, the more I started thinking, well, this is not bad.
Wait, why is a man with what you have accomplished in life, you have made it. Like, if you kick the bucket tomorrow, yeah, everything's great, you know? You've done well. Everything worked out okay. Why are you so tormented by your youth?
Because.
Why? It was 60 years ago.
I don't care. I don't care. I wanted to be cool then, damn it.
Then be cool now.
Yeah.
I can't.
Like, you should laugh at that and be like, oh my God, look at this. And it really does bother you. For no reason.
Well, I got off easy here because, like I say, there are many pictures. In fact, that's probably among the two or three best pictures that I ever took back then. Wow. Rivaled only by my senior picture.
Where your hair obeyed for one day?
Yes. When I was having it just so happened that on the day that I had my senior picture made for the Kimball Annual in 1968, I can't remember exactly what happened to cause this or if I did anything to cause it or exactly how it all came down. But I was having the best hair day that I ever had.
It usually goes the other way, you know?
Yeah.
And for a guy that wanted cool hair, you should have just you should have just gone with the crew cut all the way through the 60s.
No, you couldn't do that, man.
Couldn't.
Besides, yeah, it was so square.
I was wanting to play in bands and stuff. You couldn't do that.
You couldn't?
No, you had to try, you know? You had to put forth some kind of effort.
But you weren't, that's the thing, is like, you know, you always say that you were a nerd back then, but it's not like that it was, you weren't beat up in school or something like that, were you?
I got punked pretty easy, man. I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Like the jocks would push you around
there
and stuff?
There were some guys that I made every effort to avoid.
Now, were they the local hood rats? Or were they like, you know, pillars in the school?
No, not pillars in the school. Pillars in the school wouldn't do anything like that. But the edgier kids sure
right.
would.
And single you out.
The Foster yeah. brothers.
Yeah, and especially, you know, like in my early years over in near Beckley Heights.
Yeah.
With the Foster brothers, the Hamilton brothers, the O'Neill brothers, all the rest of them. And all the other, you know, stranglers that used to populate that area. If they caught you out just roaming around by yourself, they thought nothing of working you over. Just to do it.
They just like gather around you and just start throwing punches?
Yeah. Yeah, they would.
So crazy.
That happened to me many times.
And you weighed like 48 pounds?
Thereabouts.
And how would you go home and explain that to your mother?
I'd just tell her I got beat up.
And what would she say?
Did you fight back?
And?
No, I didn't. There were four of them.
They were all like 180 pounds.
Did your parents ever try to make you take karate?
No.
Or learn how to fight?
Yeah, did Howard put you in a boxing class?
No.
Was he disappointed that you wouldn't fight back? Or?
Well, I mean, I would fight back, but
not much you can do at that point.
Yeah, they're I mean,
Howard never bought you a heavy bag or anything like that?
No.
They're going to toughen you up, sonny boy.
Where he punches at one time with those oversized old boxing gloves and his wrist breaks.
They were all way bigger than me, and most of them used to travel in packs.
It's the way it was back then. Or at least that's the way TV has led me to believe it was. But, I mean, we all traveled in packs.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a...
Where was your pack?
My pack was not like a bunch of wild dogs. My pack was just... We would just go around and not harm anything. We would play we were a basketball gang.
Yes. My pack looked like Stand By Me.
Right.
And, you know, my pack was, you know, the kids that would go play football.
Yeah.
On Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, basketball and everything like that.
Was your pig in your pack?
for about 6 months. Yeah, he was.
You know, I would hang with those guys and everything was cool.
Yeah.
But boy, the minute you went rogue, and the minute one of these other gangs caught you when nobody else was around, it was church.
They just wanted to see how bad they could mess you up?
Yeah.
So you're just out there walking down the street playing kick the can.
Yeah.
And then here
all
comes
of a sudden around the corner, here
pocket.
Comes the O'Neill mm-hmm. brothers, the O'Neill gang.
Did they go to school?
Yeah, they went to school.
And how much older were they than you?
A couple years.
And what would they say when you're about to get your ass beat? Hey, S-head, what are you doing out?
Yeah,
like stuff like that?
Or where are you going, you little Q?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nowhere, sir.
Nowhere. I'm not a Q. I like women.
I'm going up to Rexall. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
What's Rexall?
That was a drugstore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, if you cross this line, I'm going to kick your ass.
God.
And would you cross it?
Yeah.
You'd get your ass
and
kicked.
And I'd get my ass kicked. That's the way it was. I mean, you had to put up some form of resistance.
You're talking like you ever break your nose or just bloody nose, black eye?
A lot of black eyes, a lot of bloody noses, a lot of fat lips. And I don't think I ever broke anything.
Man.
Did they ever like get you down on the ground
yeah,
and like kick you
yeah,
like
they would.
Swirly.
They would.
De Niro and Pesci?
They would, man.
You mother.
I got my ribs kicked
here.
In a bunch.
Keep him here.
Got kicked in the stomach a bunch.
You did?
Yeah.
This sounds
good times,
like,
man.
I mean, all this Me Too stuff that, you know, people are going back a couple of decades, maybe you could do the same thing.
Maybe I could.
Bring in the Foster brothers.
Maybe I will.
How shocked would they be?
The worst thing that ever happened to me, and I got picked on a little bit, but not a lot, but the worst thing that ever happened to me is I got hit in the head with a spear. thrown by Freddie Garcia. He was like
a spear.
Yeah, he was
a
like
former major league great.
No, he was 30 yards from me and had this. It was basically a broom handle that he put feathers on it to make it look like a Native American spear. And I was just walking by, and he was by his house, and he was in his front yard with a spear, and he like yelled at me, and I turned and looked, and he threw the spear. And I turned and looked, and it hit me right between the eyes.
Like the wow. pointy part?
I mean, it was just blunt. It was just
yeah.
a stick.
Okay, okay.
But it flew right through the air and hit me right in the forehead and knocked me out.
Mm.
Yeah. That was mean.
That was mean.
And then he tried to friend me on Facebook like 30 years
and
later.
And you wouldn't do it, would you?
No!
Yeah.
Screw that bastard.
He hit me with a spear.
Yes.
I would friend any of those guys on Facebook today.
Do you know if any of those guys went to prison?
That sounds like pre-prison behavior, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I've heard that some of them did, but I don't know that.
Like, you've never heard from the Foster brothers, or what were the other ones?
The O'Neills.
The O'Neills. You
heard about Hamiltons.
No idea where they ended up?
Nah, but I would bet anything that the majority of those guys, of the five guys who ran around with the O'Neills and the four that ran around with the Fosters, and who knows how many ran around with the Hamiltons or the Holloway brothers. That was another group that probably, I'll bet half of those guys ended up in the system somehow.
Did they go to Kimball? Did they make it that far?
No, because Carter got built and we moved out of that area.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what happened to them. All right, yeah, we got to go.